get right into it. So much to talk about today on this Wednesday on the Steve Gerber Show. Omarosa, tape or no tape? What do you have, Omarosa? Put up or please, just shut up. Keith Ellison, does the Me Too movement apply to the Democratic candidate for Attorney General in Minnesota? Apparently not. Keith Emerson, Ellison, storms to victory in the primary there. We'll talk about that. And then I want to start here. Dog. Listen to me, dog. When did the word dog become a racial slur? When did the word dog become anything that even closely resembles a racial slur? I ask because I listened to panels yesterday on CNN and elsewhere debate ad nauseum the word dog. This is how far these people are willing to go and how little they have to talk about and how much airtime they actually have to fill, apparently. You see, President Trump in his ongoing public battle with Omarosa referred to her as a dog in a tweet. Well, apparently that has now been conflated into some sort of a racial slur. Calling somebody a dog is clearly racial, according to panel member after panel member on CNN and elsewhere. Really? Well, when did dog, the word dog, become racial? I mean, Donald Trump has referred to some other very well-known African-Americans with the word dog. People like Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney. These very well-known African-Americans. So he's obviously got a pattern of using the term dog and associate. Oh, wait. That makes no sense at all to refer to the word dog as racial. Is the word cat racial? What about pig? What other animals are on the new do not say list? Yeah, are giraffes and hippos and zebras, are those racial terms, or does it depend on who says it? If Donald Trump refers to somebody as a giraffe, is he now using the term in a racial sense? You see, this is how ridiculous and absurd the conversation has become. It's anything. The president at any cost. To the point that you'll have panel discussions one after another, after another. After Jake Tapper's program yesterday, I'm sorry to report, I bludgeoned myself intellectually and watched it for about 30 minutes yesterday. The first 25 minutes, give or take, were discussions of the use of the word dog and a panel discussion. I can't make this up. And whether or not it was racial in nature, it's all part of the groupthink. Today, by the way, more than 100 newspapers around the nation, led by the Boston Globe, doing something truly unprecedented. Truly unprecedented. Now, that word gets used over and over in the press these days while referring to Donald Trump, whether it's accurate or not. But in this case today, the word unprecedented is accurate as it reflects to the newspaper industry and the media, not the president. Because today, more than 100 newspapers will engage in groupthink like you've never seen before. 100 different newspapers in a coordinated response, they call it, which is a coordinated attack on the presidency, will publish simultaneously editorials slamming the president for calling the media the enemy of the people. Now, is the media the enemy of the people? No, not really. Not fair. Hyperbole, over the line, a too much vitriol, shall we say. However, when the media gets together in this large groupthink mentality, the media isn't the champion of the people either. Remember, these are, as I have pointed out previously, these are the same papers that targeted, among others, Sinclair Broadcasting recently, because that company had the nerve to send talking points to its local affiliates to say, here are our guidelines, our editorial guidelines. We want to share these with the public. Here's what we are willing to do, what we're not willing to do in regards to covering the news to make sure there's no bias when it comes to dealing with things that we call fake news. And the media went crazy going after Sinclair Broadcasting for having the nerve to tell its affiliates what the guidelines were and then to share those with the public. In fact, the Washington Post describes Sinclair as the most insidious force in local news. But this week, we'll join 100 other papers or more in a mass display of groupthink and, strangely, will not find its behavior hypocritical at all. It numbs the mind how far you have to turn your brain into a pretzel to get there. Many of these same papers have been the worst offenders when it comes to publishing gossip and trying to pass it off as actual news. From day one, I want you to remember this, from day one, the news media has been after Donald Trump. Within a few hours of his first day in the Oval Office, the Associated Press went out and put a story on the wire that Donald Trump had removed the bust, the statue of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. And it went viral. It went fast. It went like a grass fire in a tornado. It swept around the world in a matter of minutes. Everybody picked it up. Everybody was talking about it. All the news networks, all of the newspapers, all of the magazines, all of the talking heads, all the chattering class were out there talking ad nauseum with verbal diarrhea about the removal of the MLK bust from the Oval Office, the problem being it was false. But by then, the president has already been savaged. Remember this. The headlines, of course, are always on page one. But the retractions, they're buried somewhere in the back along with people's reputations. I mean, look at the thousands of hours dedicated to the book, if you want to call it that, put together by Michael Wolff. I don't want to say written because it was so poorly sourced and so poorly done. It was a gossip column at best and not a good gossip column. Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury. And now the same kind of attention being given to Omarosa. You see, the press doesn't care. If this is what brings down Donald Trump, that's good therein. So it doesn't matter whether she has credibility or that a whole host of people have come out from the White House, Frank Luntz, the First Lady, a number of others saying, these things that are written in the book are simply not true. These things did not happen. Doesn't matter. That doesn't slow down Jake Tapper or Brian Stelter or the other brain trusts. It doesn't slow these people down at all because they feel if they can just get the president, they will be justified. They've sold their souls, you see, in pursuit of the president. They're more concerned about getting him than with self-respect or respect for the very job they do. And so today these papers will be involved in groupthink, telling you how awful the president is for calling reporters the enemy of the people. But at the same time, this group of people will be debating at length the implications of using the word dog. Dog. Lap dog? Pointing dog? Retrieving dog? What kind of dog? Are all dogs racist? Or just the ones that are uttered by Donald Trump? This is the absurdity of the conversation in the mass media today, but yet they demand your respect. They think that you should give them respect and you should defer to them. If you don't know the answer, you should believe them because, after all, they're the fourth estate and they know better than you. They know better than you. You're just deplorable anyway. 14 after, we're getting warmed up now on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Send me a line, stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com, the place to chime in. Good to have you here. Let's do this.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too. Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com. 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. Great Lakes JC.